Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It was like back in 2003, Osama bin Laden just got fucking murdered. Anyways, welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast. I don't even know if it was 2003 to keep it a buck 50. It wasn't. It was like 2011, I'm pretty sure.
No, it definitely wasn't 2003. It was like 20 after I was born. I remember being in school when it happened.
I remember John Cena announcing it on WWE Monday Night Raw specifically. That's why I know it happened in like 2011.
I was there live.
Real shit?
Deadass.
Oh, word.
That's the only thing. Like, my mom actually took me to see John Cena wrestle that night.
Okay, well.
Like it was supposed to be like a gift. So it was actually pretty fire.
Word. Yeah. Okay. It had to be like 2011.
Yeah. That's I think at the time I was like.
And because it was during the Obama administration.
10, 11?
Yeah, it had to be. It was like third year Obama administration.
Yeah, I was like fourth grade.
That would make sense. That would make sense. Yeah.
Definitely.
Obama got elected whenever I was in, like, kindergarten.
I remember we were in, like, I believe if we were in either second or third, and actually in my school, they let us do our own poll on who we thought we should go for, and I'm not going to cap with you. I picked Obama, and I didn't know who Obama was, and I didn't know who the other guy was.
Mitt Romney? I think that's who he was running against.
I didn't know either of them, okay? All I know is Obama was on blue, and at the time, my favorite color was blue. Was so it? I clipped that hoe on blue.
Rose said, I'm a Democrat, just because I like blue.
No, and I'm a neutral party.
Yeah. I don't identify as I'm an independent as well.
Because I always base it off of, you know, life scenarios.
Yeah, I've definitely been following the independent party for the past 3 or 4 elections, it feels like, even though I'm barely old enough to care about the last two.
Yeah, but it's a thing going on. But guys, we're gonna get back off the politics here. We're not here for some politics, man. Fuck politics. And I ain't no politician. He ain't no politician. Are you really looking up what? He's trying to find who Obama was running.
John McCain and Mitt Romney. I was right.
2012.
Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney was the one, and then John McCain as well. I was just over here like, holy like, shit, I don't remember their names. I remember my grandma talking about it. That's why I had to like fact check everything. I was like sex when this happened. Sex? Really? Six when this happened. I said sex on accident.
Well, I mean, maybe you were fucking in your head. I don't know what you mean, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell.
I don't have good enough memory to tell you what I was thinking.
I don't want
to
know what you were... Anyway, let's try to avoid the what you were doing with yourself at six. I feel like this is like
probably playing with my Ben 10 Omnitrix. I was six, and I had a Ben 10 Omnitrix. I love that shit.
That's lucky fire. I didn't have a Ben 10 Omnitrix.
Yeah, bro, I broke mine. I smacked it too hard, and it just never popped back out again one day.
Do you remember that spy gear you'd get from like the
bro.
I used to like save up my money, cutting grass, helping out, whatever I could, you know, like get some bucks saved up. And bro, I was a spa.
I used to dust my house
down. I'd put that stuff in, bro. I'd be spying, bro. I'd be army crawling through our yard into the neighbors, and they just be like, "Hey, yo, what is this kid doing?
Why is your son in our yard?"
Don't ask questions. I'm the spot. I'll interrogate you. And dude, I was the type of kid, dude. I would run around and have like my like BB or my like airsoft gun just like hanging strapped on me. So like, bro, I thought I was the shit.
Kids used to just get stopped and arrested for having stopped and detained most of the time. Some got arrested for having airsoft guns. So I typically had my Nerf gun on me because they wouldn't stop kids with Nerf guns. My Nerf bullets normally had thumbtacks in them.
That's fire.
We played a very aggressive game of dart tag. And the only way we could tell if someone was lying or not is if we made them bleed. No. So, if you were bleeding, we knew you got fucking tagged, bitch. You can't lie to us when there's blood dripping down you.
Dude, that makes me remind and back of, like, Valley, man. Brandon Kretzer's, I think I've mentioned to you before.
I think so,
yeah. I know I just outed out his whole name. I probably shouldn't have.
It's too late now.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, guys, it's Valley. Y'all would understand if y'all went to Valley.
Hell, look at some history.
Staplers,
all I can
say, staplers, back of the calves. It was hilarious to see people scream.
You honestly could like Google stuff about Valley, West Virginia. You will get results, and none of them will be favorable.
That is probably.
If you want a more specific reference area, Montgomery. Look up Montgomery. That's all you need to know.
But, dude, down there, there's so much, man. There's so much. There's so many memories. Things be changing all the time.
I like the idealistic take we're taking randomly in this podcast episode.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
we've never just had a conversation. Normally it's pretty topical.
Yeah, yeah. Because normally we like to try to like give y'all a few topics, you know, that...
This is that more personality exploring, I guess.
Definitely. They're just kind of here for the ride, it seems like. Now, we actually do have topics for today. We are touching on some anime.
And Bleach, and we're going to start watching a new anime. We'll touch on that later.
But, dude, I'll be honest with you. The Diamond episode, not a whole lot happened. It's
real cinematic. They just wanted to show you how beautiful this new world was going to be.
Exactly. They brought us in, opening the world. Here, look at this. Look at the sky is so pretty. Do you see the sky? There's three demon realms. Notice they threw that in and everybody was
like, that was like the most important part probably of the whole episode is that there's three of them. And two of them haven't been entered in
years, thousands of years. And then one was sealed off even for the Kai that he remembers back when he was a kid.
He said that he could travel to the third world if he wanted to.
The Kai? We also found out what the Kai was. It started with a G.
I don't remember what his fucking name is.
A glide.
It was a G word. I'll look it up in a second.
I believe it was a glide. And it said that that's normally the people of the second dimension realm. So, like, that's kind of cool to know that there are different populations, different beings in the realms. Now, I want to know why is realm number one locked up for the demons? You know, like the number one demon realm?
I do remember a slight conversation in it implying that
there was some bad...
There was social class issues. They were, like, divided by social class. So it seems like the third demon world is probably, like, you know, your low-end peasant-type people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of implied that with the bar scene and stuff. And then, like, the second demon world housed the Glines, or whatever the fuck they were called.
So they're your more commonary people.
And they're like, actual aristocratic people. They are sophisticated. So they're separate. They could travel to the third demon world. I believe they have permission to do that, but they would have no reason to because they're far more sophisticated in that realm. I don't believe they had permission to travel to the first one, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was blatantly stated, but it seems implied.
I know in the first realm, I believe that might be where they have some of the bigger fights for us coming up in Daima. I know, I mean, you touched on it a little bit.
Goma's going to open the sills. I think that's what's going to be his big bad magic. Yeah.
And I believe that there's going to be issues with like the first demon realm having more powerful beings in them than the second or the third. And that's why it's been shut off.
Demon realm 1 is going to be where we get the Super Saiyan 4 transformation canonized. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it deep in my bones.
We have a theory. You want to kind of expand on that for him?
Ozaru, the monkey form of Saiyans, the Great Ape form, it was just recently kind of, like, touched on and noticed by the internet, really, that they also have pointy ears, and ever since Dime was released, the statement from that first episode that pointy ears are typically an indication of coming from the Demon Realm, the Ozaru's being from the Demon Realm seems to be an opening for Toriyama to canonize Super Saiyan 4 in a way that only allows it to be used in the Demon Realm. That would explain its absence in Super as well. Since it is canon to Super, Super is canon to the main timeline and shit. That it's all canon. Daima's canon to the main timeline. Canon to Z. Z's canon to Super. So it all coincides with each other. That would officially put Super Saiyan 4 back on the forefront. It's a form that a lot of people love. It would give it an excuse for it to be a realm-only form. Because, again, Ozaru's, if they come from the Demon Realm or have a pact with the Demon Realm or something of that sort, it would just add up. It just... Definitely. It would just line up enough that I can sit here and make this argument.
Yeah, like, but that would mean that also, in some way, that Piccolo and Goku, like the Saiyans, have something in common. Like, they both have a bloodline of a similar
trait. And I mean, it was already, like, the way that a lot of races are shaped, they're very human-like. And it's already been shown in Dragon Ball that not every race is human-like, so there has to be a reason that some of them are blatantly human-esque or humanoid. So, like, Piccolo being super, super closely, like, looking to a human, like, almost one-for-one, minus the fact that he has antennas and he's green. Like, he just would be your atypical man. Granted, he's 8 feet tall, but...
Yeah, no, we also looked up the official, like, heights for some of the Dragon Ball.
Vegeta's 5'3".
Dude, it blows
Broly's my mind. Broly's 8'9". Whis is 7'5", I believe. Whis is 7'5".
Yeah, Whis is 7'5". And then Goku's 5'7".
Chi-Chi's the same height as Vegeta.
Funny enough, K-Dub actually looked into this enough. And we found out that Goku Black is ace. Exactly, like, 1 centimeter taller
than Goku.
We're assuming maybe shoes or something.
I don't even like. He does wear a Kai, like the Kai booties or whatever the fuck
booties. They are. Did you just say booties?
Yeah, bro. Because I'm not calling.
Never say.
I'm
booties.
Not calling them fucking pointy ass. Oh, lack of a better word. You can't
say booties, bro.
I did
booties.
The Kais don't get respect from me.
Booties don't get respect from the... If you say that you putting booties on somebody's feet, that's... Stop. Don't put them... If you type in booties, they don't look like booties. Those are not booties.
These aren't... Most of these aren't booties anyways. Yeah, these are just fucking like random boots.
Why are you...
I don't know. The internet's just lying to us.
No, I think... They're... booties being in existence needs to go away. The word. I don't like the word.
But that would, you would have to take away the actual booties, like the ass.
No, you wouldn't. If you take
the word away.
No, because there's also treasure booty, as in treasure. Booty has too many meanings. Cut off some of the meaning.
It's because our language is based out of Latin, and we just fucked up real bad when we decided to make our language what it is.
You're right. The English dictionary is complete bullshit. Scrap it. I'm going Akbak.
Akbak is crazy.
I don't know what the word "erd" means, but that's what we're gonna run with. Cause I'm gonna go, what are you? And that's gonna mean, hey, how are you?
I believe I could be ignorant.
Or is it Spock? Is
that? I'm actually gonna look this up so I don't sound ignorant.
I mean, I just said I'm over here speaking in my own language now, so I think it's okay. Oh man.
Tagalog. I knew this language.
What is
it's more of a like a noise based language, I believe.
Oh, so I'm already speaking a language. Okay. I can't even create my own language.
You gotta keep in mind that there's a lot of cultures that literally talk in clicks and pops.
That is true.
So like making a new language is really fucking hard. You have to literally write down gibberish and give it meaning to make a new language in this day and age. We've literally made a language out of everything. Noises, claps.
Clap
movement.
Are you telling me Toto?
Yes.
Toto
speaks. Toto's talking some shit to some language.
No. Nah, just Toto don't even be using it.
Jerking
hand.
Off has to be offensive to somebody. Most Christians, actually. That's right.
Did you just say jerk it off is offensive?
It's a sin!
I don't think nobody gets offended by you jerking. They might be disgusted or ashamed of you.
Some churchgoers would. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I've been going to church for long enough that I know.
So what? Do you expect somebody to come out, look at you straight in your eye, and be like, "You beating your dick right here? Are you for real? Are you serious right now? What's going through your head? Are you beating your cock?"
I feel like that's happened in real life before. That exact scenario. Because I feel like people jerk off in places that don't need to be jerked off in.
Talked about this. We literally had a talk about this. There's kids in school that have jerk off.
He has a whole story, actually.
Oh yeah, there's some stories. I'm gonna refrain from some of them because they're real people. I don't want to affect nobody's life. That would be rough. R.I.P.
It's real easy to just not say names, though.
You're right. Okay.
So. They'll know exactly who they are when they hear this. You deserve everything you get here.
You are right. Okay, guys. If any of y'all
know this situation or know who this is, make sure they know we know.
Yeah. I mean, like, no offense, like.
And now the whole world knows. They don't know your name, but they know what you did.
Definitely. So here's the story, okay? We are currently going into a morning class. I will give the teacher's name, so that way they understand. Yes, it is from Valley. They will know who I'm talking about. But there was a male teacher as a math teacher. And yes, he was in a men, but that's not of the point. It's just to specify because we had a few math teachers, but he was the only one that was not straight.
Yeah, for people who need the context of the story, this tells you exactly what class it happened in, and roughly what teacher it was.
The time of the year. Because he was only there for so long.
Yeah, it was a very brief stint, and this was probably the biggest controversy that happened out of it.
And so while we're there, I am casually listening to music, headphones in, hood on, laying on the desk.
You want to know one person's name we can say? The other person that was involved here.
I'm not going to involve any names. They'll know. They will know. They will know.
Hell no.
But so I'm listening to music, hood on, man. And as I'm sitting there, I'm getting tapped to my arm by my bro. He looks at me, he goes, "Hey man, so and so's trying to talk to you." I look up, took my hood off, like, "Hey, what's up, man? I'm trying to sleep. You know, what do y'all want?" Casually look over, she goes, "Hey, is he jerking off back there?" I look back and as I make eye contact, this dude is casually pocket jerking himself.
You also probably while need to explain is where he's
right
sitting.
Right next to the teacher's desk. He was a kid known for getting in trouble. The teacher moved his desk and straight put it in front of his, right?
The desks were touching. Physically touching. The teacher was there.
Teacher was in the desk, currently pulling things up on his computer. I'm not sure what he was doing.
Bro was managed to be zoned out enough to not see this situation unfolding.
Yeah, bro. Like, dude is not even 5 feet from him, pocket jerking, locked in, staring at the teacher. And the teacher's just, like, not acknowledging it, whatever.
I probably wouldn't either. But even if I did know it was happening.
But when I was asked, "Hey, is he jerking off back there?" And I look back, and I see him pocket jerking himself, locked in on the teacher, I just casually go, "Yo, he's jerking off?" Next thing you know, the loudmouth in our classroom goes, "Oh my god, he's jerking off!" to as loud as they can. Next thing you know, I'm over here getting taken to the principal office, being yelled at, being told that I don't need to be telling people or saying that somebody's jerking off, and I'm not even the one that yelled it. I casually said it underneath my breath. Yeah, I'm not the pocket jerker.
He's not the
offender
in this situation.
Bro, I feel like I'm in the right anyway, even if I was the one that would say, "Hey, he's jerking off. Like, let's stop this guy." Because, no offense, I don't feel like that's.
Why do so many dogs die before their time?
actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's okay in a public manner and directly staring at a teacher.
It's actually a crime. It's a felony. He's jerking off in public with other minors. He's a sex offender, by all things technical.
That is very true. Another reason why we're not mentioning names. Probably so. But I'll tell y'all.
I'll air you out.
Oh, facts. Facts. If you know who you are, and you have any issue with me telling the story, please, please say something. I'll just casually let the name go.
Cause with minimal research, I'm sure they can find your name anyways.
That's a fact. If they ask the right people, easily.
And I'm not gonna lie to
Valley
you.
Valley was a close. Like,
if I'm asked personally, like if I'm messaged personally, I'm not gonna lie to you either.
That's a fact.
I'm not gonna defend this person. I'm just not gonna say it on the internet because that's implications that I just don't need. We don't need to bring to the podcast. The story's just funny.
Exactly. Because we got off on a whole tangent. Like, bro, why were there the weird kids that over there pocket jerking in school, bro?
There were
like
so many kids.
What is wrong with y'all, bro? Everybody knows, like, the library was a place in Valley, too, that there was just some weird shit going down.
Bro, pocket jerkers are so weird. You just know, they're just laying there in their own nut until they go somewhere. They're just nut on their leg, just sitting there.
Yeah, bro. And you know, like, there was a kid that would go to the bathroom. I think that's a huge problem. Why?
There was a sign put up. I saw this a couple months back. There was a sign put up in a public bathroom.
There shouldn't be a sign needed.
Where people had nutted in the toilet so much that it started clogging the sewage. So they put up a sign.
No, that happened at Winfield. They put up a note on the Winfield stalls. It was right after COVID, right when everything happened, like got back from COVID. I had already left. Because I remember Aaliyah and Anna both telling me and sending me pictures. Same thing with Jacob. And I was like, oh my God.
A no-nutting warning in school is crazy.
There should not be a problem to where your school's toilet is clogged because of your nut. Bro, you were nutting too many times a day.
It's like, bro, either come before you come to school or wait until you get home, man.
No offense, this means that like multiple people have to do this because I don't think
toilet.
In the same day, in the same toilet
they
to get it clogged.
They just chose a toilet and said, you know what, because we're all going to jerk off in this one and flush it.
How does one get enough nut to clog a toilet?
You know, so like, it's just building on the walls, like resin.
Why? Oh my God. I'm so glad I never wanted to use the bathroom ever in Winfield.
You're also so lucky you never wanted to get into plumbing and had to clean out the nut pipes.
Oh my god.
Imagine the guy who had to go, went there to figure out what the fuck the clog was. He busts open the pipe nut all over his
He's
gloves.
He's like, oh, man.
He's I, like, I oh, it's going to be septic. This is going to be horrible nut.
Nah, nah, nah. He probably thought this was about to be a nice job. He's getting paid for like
But keep in mind, it's shit and nut.
It's shitty nut.
And it's enough nut to clog, so you're gonna see the nut God, and the shit.
Yeah, bro. And for it to be the main reason that they have to warn people not to nut in the toilet,
that's a fucking annoying amount of nut, I imagine.
Bro, you're talking like a pound of goosh. Bro, y'all must be drinking a lot of water to stay hydrated, bro. I'm telling y'all.
Gallons a day. Kidding you this.
I'll be honest with y'all. In high school, I actually did not drink water a lot. I drank Game Fuel. Everybody that seen me at Winfield, I would
Bro had
drink
the most acidic fuel. Piss possible.
And I also drank black tea all the time. Like sweet tea.
I love that tea.
Dehydrates you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, makes you feel
When great. I wrestled, when I had to take my hydration test for, like, piss test for hydration, I failed 5 times.
They were like, just not drinking at all?
No. They told me, like, they thought I was on like, some type of drug or something, because they were like, there's no way your body is just this dehydrated. And I was like, I promise. Go test me right now. Only thing in my system is marijuana. It was. The only thing in my system was marijuana. Did my coach yell at me for marijuana? Yes.
Did you keep smoking?
Yes. Exactly. But I wrestled. Did my thing. It was okay.
Won your matches. Yeah. That's what mattered.
Hey, some of them, I lost a few. I ain't gonna lie with you. I did. But most of them were like,
was your
dumb
win
stuff.
Loss high? Huh? Was your win percentage higher than your loss percentage?
Yeah.
That's all that matters at the end of the day. If you quit with a losing record or have to go out of it with a losing record, then you failed. You should not pursue it in college.
I ain't.
Oh yeah, no. That's for any athlete.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you. There's a lot of you mid-ass players who will try to come out of high school, go to a really prestigious school, and then complain like fucking 5-year-olds whenever you don't do good. Whenever you were the most mid player possible in high school to begin with, playing out of a double A school, thinking you're the fucking shit. Stop it.
Nah, you know, no. In sports, man, there's a level to everything. There really is. Like, people don't understand the gaps, you know? Because, like, don't get me wrong, I'm probably, like, your average hooper, you know?
Yeah, like, your like, average street hooper.
But you see, like, we go sometimes, and, like, I can trash people, and it looks embarrassing. But then, like, if I go to play against somebody that's, like, actually, like, in shape, even just in shape, casually, decently at basketball, they could probably beat me. No problem. Fundamentals. So, like, there's huge gaps, man.
And it's like, there's a lot to basketball. There's a lot of kids that went to my high school.
I think there's also an ego thing with sports.
99%.
Everyone in sports has ego, and they either overthink themselves way too much, or they underthink themselves.
I got a Twitter ego, and it's a problem. Like, it's bad.
Oh, no, you're opinionated on Twitter.
You don't understand how many, like, arguments I get into, bro. Like, some people be saying some stupid shit or some outlandish shit about things they really just don't know about. Like, a lot of people like making some outlandish claims about some Call of Duty. I unfortunately know almost everything there is to know down to an engine level of Call of Duty. Don't try to argue with me about it. You're wrong. If I'm arguing with you about it, you're wrong. Like, you just are. It's a non-disputable. I know the game down to its engine. I've been doing this for like 8 years. Stop arguing with me on Twitter.
No. They're definitely not.
Oh, 100%. I don't actually want them to. It's the only entertainment I get. That aggression in my voice was so fake. Like, I want you guys to argue with me. You'll lose. That part I wasn't kidding about. You can try to win, but I'll still know more than you.
They're gonna set up the debate, see if they can find somebody.
The only person that they're gonna be able to find are all people that I currently work with. And none of them are gonna debate me. Because there's a hierarchy in that project and I'm at the top.
Wait. No, see, I'm not...
And all of them are smarter than me. I'm not going to lie to you. They know it better than I do. Like, they've taught me everything I know.
So they're obviously a tad bit more knowledgeable than me. So if I don't know something, I'm going to cheat and I'm going to ask somebody that does. You're not going to have that fucking at your disposal. I'm going to win the argument, motherfucker. Now, with about 99% of other things, though, I might not win. But I'll try. And you're not going to like me by the end of it. I'll start using Wikipedia articles just because I think it's funny. I'll start linking them to you. What the fuck did you do over here, man?
I don't listen.
This whole
bro,
time I've been talking, just like rambling, he's been tying a knot. And it's a crazy knot.
Is a purposeful knot. I used to tie this when I worked out of state cutting trees from power lines.
That's an understandable.
What I can do is this right here holds a limb, and when it goes through here, there's a pop lever on this knot that I can hit.
What?
So, like, all I'd have to do is, as it swings, kick that knot with my foot, and then falls out.
Oh, wow. He actually demonstrated that really well.
I am really good at cutting trees. I don't know why. Like, as a climber,
do it professionally. I did air quotes because what the fuck is professional tree cutting? Actually, that is a sport. I've watched people do that professionally in the Olympics.
Yeah, no, I got really good at the craziest contest after this podcast.
I watched the craziest tree cutting contest a couple of years ago, and I just remembered about it because of this conversation. I'm showing you after this podcast. It's crazy. That shit was so cool.
I might have seen it because
I
used to.
I saw it on Facebook, so you might have just like scrolled past it.
There's people I used to work with, man. Like for instance, I'm gonna give a shout out to somebody actually, just because like, dude is crazy, crazy good climber, and I think it's because he's crazy. Craig,
shout out Craig. That's all I guess. I'm pretty sure in an earlier episode of the podcast we completely trashed the name Craig. I'm like 80% sure that happened.
Definitely. but this Craig's a good
Craig. We like this Craig.
Not Craig. Greg.
Greg?
Yeah.
You said Craig the first. I'm a 90% sure.
I must have stuttered. My apologies. I have a stutter and a speech impediment. Or I just might have been retarded.
We have been saying Craig a lot recently, though. Like, out of nowhere, because we've been making fun of people with the name, to be honest.
That's true. But it was Greg.
Okay, so shout out Greg. My bad.
He's actually one of the guys that was teaching me to climb when I first started really getting into it out of state.
Really basic name.
Yeah, dude. Well, dude was a...
Was his full name Gregory, or was he just Greg?
I think it was Gregory, like his full name. But
I met somebody who, like, on their birth certificate, it was just Greg. And I was like,
"Yeah,
are your parents confused? That's literally like a nickname for Gregory. Greg is not a name, dog."
They
named you a noise.
Dude, but Greg, let me just give you an insight. Greg had past priors. I ain't gonna speak on it. I don't know if he wants his information out there, nothing like that. But let's just say he does. He was pretty badass dude, you know, really, really chill.
Bro, got some cool history.
Always was smoking up on some ganja and some stuff. We were getting lit during the work. But dude would do some crazy stuff. Like I would see him swing from trees like he was Tarzan. And like,
just imagine what OSHA would say.
Oh, OSHA? Bro, I've seen him go in between the power lines. No, keep in mind, this is not allowed, guys.
Yeah, aren't they live wires?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 99% of the time, touching them will kill you?
Oh, yeah. Bro has been in between the liars, finessing trees like it's nothing. Bro, I swear to God. Dude looks at it like, hey, I gotta do it, let's do it.
OSHA ever pulls up, the whole thing would be shut down immediately.
Nah. He was the chillest. He had a work ethic. Like, we would grind it out hard as we can first few weeks, like days in the week. And they kind of chill out, you know what I mean? Like, we grind out. Because
normally you're getting moved one specific area, you're working down the same strip of road for, like, a week at a time.
It's not strip of road.
I just chose an example.
We could go, like, do swamps. We could go
literally anywhere that needs it, but, like...
We worked transmission, so we were the bigger wires. Not the little wires that you see running by your house.
That's
distribution. That is small wires.
Yeah, you typically get teenagers doing, not teenagers, but like mid
20s. Yeah, those are your younger climbers and stuff. Stuff like I, that's what I started out on.
Experience. Yeah.
My first job as a climber.
Because they have to trust you enough around the small wires that can kill you, but you have a slight chance of surviving before you touch the ones that will just fry your entire brain.
Yeah, bro. Because before, like, I was listed. I'll let y'all know. I was listed as a climber before I actually was a climber.
They said, like, we skipped a few steps.
Like, yeah, but... no, we did. It was for a pay. It was for pay. But I did. Listen, I was not afraid to do it. Was not afraid to do it. I would climb. You
it,
can.
It's not a job where you need to be qualified to do it. You just have to be crazy enough to do it.
And for distribution, man, dude, like, dude, I could climb the trees without the rope because I just naturally climbed.
And it's just
I didn't have a climber to teach me, so a lot of it was me just fucking around trying to find out while Billy was like, hey man, cut this here and try it this. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking send it like this. He said, oh, you're fucking it up. Oh, I'm gonna fix it.
See, our state is 99% climbing shit. Like, when we're young, that's what we have to do. We walk out into our backyard and there's literally cliffs and hills and trees and shit that everywhere. You can just learn to be an actual child and experience things in. We had that beauty in this state growing up that a lot of states don't.
Ralph, Gar, all my friends, we always did retarded shit. Climbing on shit, jumping on shit. Jimmy Blankenship, Ip and Alex, I'll say, we've jumped off roof to ground doing dumb shit. Like, it all just depends, man.
Ow. That sound I made was my lungs giving out.
I don't know if that's a bad thing. You just, like, reminded me. I had a whole thing here.
Yeah, he had a bull pack that he was going to hit.
No, I did. I just didn't hit it again.
Where did your lighter go?
That's what I was looking for next.
I think I have one, but I don't have the red one that you had.
That's okay. Listen, guys.
It's all right. It'll buff.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think that, sorry guys, my brain just lost it. It's gone. Never again. It's never to be brought up again. I don't. Whatever it was.
No, he does this regularly. He'll forget something that he's saying mid sentence. A lot of things I still don't know. 8 months later. Yesterday he was talking about earnings and stuff and said we should do something. And then I asked him what he said. I still don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
Because, I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
I'm also a little slow, to be real.
I'm a little slow, but not like that. it's more or less, I think I retained so much knowledge from work, and from, like necessary events, that simple stuff, I don't focus too much on. And where I'm always ADHD brain, man, because I have ADHD. I'm always looking and thinking of other things while I'm trying to say what I'm thinking. And my brain just goes, oh, that's nice. What about this and this and this and this? And I'm like, oh, what the fuck was I just thinking? And it's gone.
I just started playing with the string during that conversation.
Yeah, he was over here catted out, bro.
And it's literally a string that we have hung on the desk for the cat.
Yeah.
She's actually sleeping in my bed currently. Out cold. Has been for hours. Hasn't moved.
She's a sleepy kitty. She's always been a sleepy kitty. Oh, before we forget about the actual topics for anime.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about
Bleach.
I mean...
I'm not gonna lie.
Ichigo got donutted.
Fuck shit.
Ichigo got donutted.
Yeah, no, Ichigo got fucked up by Uryu.
He got fucked up, yeah.
Soul King is,
inside of Yuhabok.
Yeah.
Nope, all Diddy. No
was
boss.
Absorbed by Yuhabok, we seen.
Nah, he's inside Yuhabok. I said what I said. I meant what I said.
I hope that's not how
it's
we're gonna.
It's his son, too.
We're gonna avoid the incest
all Diddy.
That's pause. Diddy's not in prison yet, I don't think.
He is definitely in custody.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked.
Yeah, no. He was also deemed like a flight risk, so he's not being.
Oh, he's 100% a flight risk because of his money.
Yeah, he's not being allowed out of jail and bond or anything.
Yeah, no, he'd flee the country.
He'd be like, we wouldn't even. He would like instant transmission to Mars or something. Diddy would just be gone.
Nah, he'd probably go.
We wouldn't even know where Diddy is. Like, that's how fast it would be.
He'd probably go to Russia.
Diddy would get bailed out, and Diddy would be Putin's right hand man from that day forward.
That's crazy.
The next time we would see Diddy, it would be at like a summit. Whenever Putin's involved, he would just be standing behind him. Menacingly. All black coat. Full Puff Daddy persona.
Did you just say Puff Daddy?
Did you just say Puff Daddy?
That's what he
went
by.
I don't give a fuck. That
I said Puff Daddy persona.
Are you a victim?
No.
Are you a victim?
Hit.
Did Diddy take you?
Man, you just...
What did he do to you?
Just lack the knowledge, I guess.
You lacked the knowledge
of Diddy? I said you lacked the knowledge.
Did you lack the knowledge of Diddy at that time? Do you understand the meaning?
Justin Bieber doesn't lack the knowledge of Diddy.
Aw, man. R.I.P. that man. That man... I thought maybe he just ended up becoming a little slow. Nah, I see why he's slow now. Diddy. That's all I got.
He just
Diddy.
He drugged himself out Diddy, until Diddy. He didn't feel it anymore. I understand, Justin. I really do. I feel bad for you every day.
Yeah, R.I.P. man.
Every time I make a Diddy joke, I feel a little bad for you. Am I gonna stop making Diddy jokes? No.
Hell no.
That shit's funny as fuck. I don't even call people pedophiles anymore. They just get their name twisted on the word diddler. Like the Giddler.
No. Josh Giddy. I don't... Because and of where tiddler, we have...
But I'm not telling you who the Tiddler is.
Just because we have compared Diddy to Josh Giddy, I've mentioned several times, I don't like Josh Giddy anymore. I don't care. I thought he had potential as a young rookie.
Do you but know who moment, Titty is? The Tiddler is?
Did you just ask me who Titty is?
I meant to say the Tiddler, because I was making a play on words, but I said Diddy, because I was making it Diddy, but I realized where I fucked up right after. I was like, I didn't mean to say that.
You look me straight in my eyes.
Do you know Titty?
Do you know the Titty? Do you know the Titty?
I was asking you if you knew who the Tiddler was I was referring to.
That was about to go in your mouth.
There's only one T I would be referring to with the Idler at the end of it.
Oh, ma. Yeah, that is definitely...
the Tiddler.
That is... That's comparable to Bill Cosby, the one who you just mentioned.
Quaalude crimes.
That's what it feels like. Anyway. Back to the Bleach. We did see Uryu and fucking homie go at it. Ichigo got blasted, turned into a donut.
The fight wasn't really a cinematic fight. They just kind of dashed around a little bit, and then they had a slight standoff, and then Oreo donut hold Ichigo, and then Yugabok got the Soul King
absorbed
in his gut.
Sucked it up. And I believe now we're about to see Aizen step into the floor.
Yeah, I believe. Or we'll probably end up seeing Squad Zero fight against... the Quincy's first, to be honest, because the Aizen versus Yuhobok situation is probably an in-season type deal.
Right. I also think that we gotta see probably Orihime or somebody go heal Ichigo, or Ichigo's gonna get some type of power up.
That's literally the only way he can be healed at this point, yeah. I think, is Orihime.
He might get a power up.
I don't think so. I really doubt it. I'm pretty sure Buddy's just kind of dead at the moment.
Bro does have a hole in him.
Like, bro looks like a donut. Chocolate.
He know what he looked like? He looked
like...
He looked like Toji.
He looked like Toji in this episode. I like how we thought about that. And they also did the Toji perspective right after he got shot, too.
The whole just...
And it was just Oreo standing on the other side looking at him. They literally Gojo. Ain't no way they just did that shit. Actually, that's some grade A dog shit.
And no. They said they had
He's not even as cool as Sasuke, alone Gojo.
Did they not just say that the Bleach itself was actually kind of...
It was the inspiration for Jujutsu Kaisen. The Bankai and the Domain Expansion are supposed to be...
So, JJK.
But Oreo? I'm sorry, man. I don't remember what the name of the Quincy equivalent to Bankai is. It's some stupid ass German word. I do know that. I do know that Oreo's design in it makes him look like, I don't know, a fairy. Like, in the most literal way.
Oh, yeah, his wing.
He literally looks like a fairy.
They all get wings.
And then his weird armor just makes him look stupid.
I don't like Oryu, though. I'm not gonna go
see. And then his hair, then his face and hair. You can just tell that they were trying to copy Sasuke's design. And he's just not nearly as cool as Sasuke was.
Nah, he's nowhere.
To be fair, Sasuke never donut holed Naruto, but yeah. He wanted to.
He definitely tried.
Like every time they fought, that was normal. Remember the opening move.
I guess where they got the donut hole part was when they put the hole into that tower. when they got separated.
Or when Kakashi that's why I was like, not hold Rin.
Oh. I forgot all of
and
that.
And that's what Obito, what made Obito defect.
Yeah.
And what caused the whole problem.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it was all Kakashi's fault.
Kakashi.
It would have all been prevented if Kakashi just didn't fuck up.
Kakashi set it up.
The whole situation was preventable.
He meant to do it.
The Minato would have never died to Kurama if he wouldn't have fucked up. Naruto would have got raised with a normal life. Obito would have returned to the village. The Ninetales would still be inside Kushina. Madara would have died in the ghetto statue like he did in the original canon. There would have been no successor because Obito would have left him. Unless he somehow got his hands on Sasuke, which is just unlikely because he wasn't really alive at the same time as Sasuke. He died before Sasuke was born.
Facts.
I also know a lot about Naruto. Although, I will lose a power scaling debate just because I... Some of you are fucking nerds. I like you guys. Like, some of you smell bad. I mean that.
When you say they smell bad, it's because y'all don't leave...
Stand up from your chair at least once a day, man.
Yeah,
that shit got ass stains. How you leave skid marks on your chair? How's that possible?
Yo, wait, what?
Skid marks? It's a real problem some people be having.
What are you?
I guess they just bare assing on their chair and just like anytime that shit's itching, they're just rubbing it.
Hold on. Why are you bare assing on your chair?
I don't know. I've seen skid marks on computer chairs.
I don't care who you are. Don't you ever bare ass on my goddamn chair.
Imagine like walking in just cock and balls.
Somebody's
resting on it.
Oh,
ass sweat, ass print sweat on your chair. Dick and ball print on your chair from the sweat too. Because
what if you have a white chair?
Well, then it's going to be brown if they didn't wipe their ass before they sat on it.
Oh, they just let out, like, a wet fart. Just...
Oh, they would let out a wet fart, and they would be like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. They would stand up. It would be a little brown. You'd be like, in no goddamn way!
I'd kill myself.
Just push the chair into the bathroom with them, close the door and lock it, and just stand outside of it with a gun waiting. No, wait. They're not allowed to leave, and if they try, they die. But if they stay in the bathroom and they can clean it all up and destroy the chair, then we can talk about them walking out of the bathroom. But getting the fuck out of my house and buying me a new chair, too.
I want a new chair. You better have that bitch DoorDash.
You better be on its way.
No, you're not coming out of the bathroom until it's DoorDash.
And then you're taking a shower. Then you're getting out of my house.
Yeah, I don't want... Please don't wipe your ass on me.
We're not friends anymore. Don't but I'm not leaving you with the dirty ass.
Yeah, either. That's just fucked. That's just fucked.
Get in the shower.
Don't have dirty ass.
And that it's funny to talk about this because it's a real problem. Some of you are fucking nasty too. Not some of you. I'm going to assume our listeners are sophisticated.
I hope so.
Some of the population, let me rephrase. For any of the previous egregious statements that I made, some of the population. But I hope the people that listen to this podcast aren't dirty booty.
Dude, if y'all are dirty booty right now, get off the podcast. I don't want y'all listening if y'all dirty booty in it.
Go take a shower, reevaluate a little bit, think about this a little bit. Just let our words run through your head.
Don't be butt-ass naked sitting in a chair with your dirty booty stains.
So, like, if that's you right now,
get up. Go change your life.
Fix your life. Come back in 2 weeks. We can talk about it.
Exactly. We accept. But not until you get your dirty ass clean. That's a fact. Go clean your dirty ass. And put some pants on.
It's inevitable. At least one of them. I feel like there has to be a statistic hygiene.
You think at least like 1 point.
Like if I check 1%. The statistic for personal hygiene, it's probably like 1 in 5 to be real. Like let's keep it. You've been around plenty of people in your life to know... There's typically 1 in every 5 people that kind of just smells a little weird.
That is true.
It's like, it might not stink, but it's a little funky.
It's like, hey, man, you ain't...
It's like, I could smell cologne, but there's some weird after smell. It kind of smells like baby throw up or something. I don't know. Why you smell like that?
I'm not going to say what I was about to say. What I was about to say is going to be really mean.
Oh, no.
We're going to avoid that. So what I am going to bring up is the last bit of the anime topic.
where we're going to be trying to start a new anime.
This episode is so chaotic.
Oh, 100%. The only purpose of the topics are to get us off of some topics right now. It seems like...
The topics have subsequently been causing their own problems, though, and causing the tangents to occur at the exact same time.
Exactly.
We went from Bleach to Dirty Butthole.
I know. And
I don't remember how, either.
But it happened. Dirty Butthole sitting motherfuckers. Get off the tank. Anyway.
Go wash your ass. If you're still here! If you're still here!
Get off the damn podcast.
Go wipe your ass!
Wipe your ass on the podcast. Go turn on the sink. I want to hear you wipe your ass.
I better hear sinks running.
Right
now. Wait, hold on.
Wait, can we edit in the sink now?
I probably can.
We gotta edit it. We gotta try to put it in something.
We gotta leave the conversation about me editing it in, too.
Gotcha.
Really just... So. It's immersion. Yeah. They're gonna hear this conversation and be like, why are they breaking the fourth wall right now? Fuck you, that's why.
Because we can. Don't...
Grown men.
Yeah, do what the fuck we want. Anyway, we are gonna be watching a... New anime are going to be trying to watch
it. It's animated by the same people that animated Jujutsu Kaisen. That's why we're watching it.
Yep. Exactly. Because they make crisp animation.
It's called Tactop Destiny. It's a action based anime, but the fighting is done with like musical instruments in some manner.
Yeah. But I don't even. I'm going to be honest with you. I've not even looked into it or read it.
We've watched the trailer.
All before. I know. Have we? Oh, okay. Okay. But then, like. Now, I might have watched the trailer, but all I really know is that it's the same animators as JJK.
We'll probably watch JJK can perform something after this. Depending on... It's only 11, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm over here drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, he's lit. He had a whole coffee press with him 2 seconds ago.
I already drank the coffee that was in my cup, and the coffee press is now in my cup.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like round something.
4, I think.
Here lately, guys, I've been on a coffee kick, and I think it's because I'm during a real important time for work, and I literally lost the Wi-Fi the other day.
Mid-shift.
Made me so mad. Thrashed out.
And he works from home. So our Wi-Fi is crucial to his job. It's also crucial to the podcast, so when it turns off, both things just kind of halt for a second, and it's really annoying.
So, like, I was down here... Trying to think of what I could do, bro. Ended up finding some stuff to do around the house.
Bro, you know? Ended up, like, me and his girlfriend went grocery shopping because the house needed it. And when we came back, he was crouched in the front yard, turning the water off. And then whenever I managed to make it to where I saw him walk, he was under the house, fixing pipes. Out of nowhere. It was like 5 p.m. I thought he would be working. I believe when we pulled in, Aaliyah was telling, like, a cat to move
something. Yeah, she was honking at a cat.
And she was, like, scared that she thought she was talking to you. Because you, like, looked at her, and you, like, gave her a look and then just walked away.
I couldn't see. The sun was my eye. I looked back, I was like...
She was like, oh, I hope he's not mad at me or think I was honking at him. I was like, I'm pretty sure he could see the cats, too.
Yeah. Nah. The earlier, dude, as I said, like, the kitties were, like, by my feet watching me.
Just staring at him.
While I was working.
They were like, what the fuck are you doing?
They're like, hey, man, what? Why are you up underneath the house right now?
And one of the cats, like, is real, like, scared of humans, won't let it get, like, humans get too close to it. And it was just kind of staring at him, like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't... Hey, man. Why is there water right there?
Oh. Why are you wet?
Yeah, because I was working with water pipes, to be specific, so that way you're not kind of like, what do you mean, why is he wet? Need some context, no pause, no ditty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for this one, no ditty.
No, please.
But what I said earlier, I still mean it. I don't even remember what the topic was, like, at all. But I know I said all ditty during it.
All ditty?
I did, I remember saying all ditty, but I don't remember why. I also asked you if you knew who Titty was.
Yeah. I know who Titty is now. Not Titty. Remember, it's the Tiddler.
I know.
Oh, but... we got to keep changing it. We can't just be saying Titty. It makes me think I'm
T-I-D-D-Y, to be specific, by the way, for anybody that's curious. I'm not saying titties.
I like titties.
I do, too. Okay, but we have to be titties. Specific here because if we were talking about titties, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But we were talking about Titty.
As in the Tiddler.
The Tiddler. I can't believe he's ignored us for so long.
Hey, man.
Such a piece of shit.
And dude, I'm not even going to cap with y'all.
there's been like so much going on, so we apologize if sometimes like we don't release on the days that we normally do, as y'all might have seen in the past, but we'll keep something coming out for y'all. 100%.
You'll at minimum get something every single week.
Yeah, at least something a week. For sure.
In most cases, multiple somethings a week, but
yeah. Normally we can get you two or three.
Life is bound to interfere at some point in some way, and we're going to have to miss an episode. It's bound to fucking happen eventually, so disclaimer, I guess.
Just a heads up. But guys,
one of us are gonna get like hit by a car or something fucking retarded.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, but tune in next time on Both of These Nuts.
Next episode of Red Ball Z.